Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always, always most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 13. First and foremost, I have to take a moment to thank my good friend, my girl, Jasmine Ashby Moreno, because she inspired tonight's topic, and it is right in alignment with what I wanted to speak about. And I'm so grateful to God for people like her in my circle that not only support and love you, but influence you for greater. So Jazz, shout out to you, girl. This episode is definitely dedicated to you. So episode number 13. No more playing it safe. No more playing it safe. Oh my goodness. Listen, when I saw her post that today, it was like a huge aha moment for me. And it really, again, like I said it earlier, it was in alignment with some of the things that I'm working on, or all the things that I'm working on currently. And it was just a confirmation for me to be like, listen, you ain't got time to be worried about people or things. And quite honestly, I have gotten away from most of that, so it's good. But if you've ever been in a place where you feel like you're called to do something, or you have an idea, a dream, a goal, and you've been stopped by influences, whether they be family, friends, social media, whatever, then you understand the feeling of trying, or rather attempting to push to get that goal done, but also the resistance that you feel in pushing to get that goal done. And that's where I was for a very long time. See, I was called at a very young age to be great. You can't tell me nothing. When God created me, he created me for greatness. And when he created me to do certain things. He had things in my life that were part of the destiny that he had for me. The problem was that my vision was blurred by situations, by people, and by my own stinking thinking. And so when he would like speak to my spirit, and when things would come to me, I'd become hesitant, like, yeah, nah, that's a little too big, God. Like, I ain't doing that. Very recently, something was laid on my heart to do, and I told God no. Yes, I said it. I told God, no, I'm not doing that. That's too much, too soon. You're bugging God. It's exactly what I said. And I know some of you can relate to me, because some of you have told God no too. And if you haven't, more power to you. But again, I'm very transparent. Yes, I told God no. And he kept coming at me and coming at me and coming at me, to the point where I had to give in. And I was just like, all right, I'm just going to surrender and make it happen. And this is why when I saw Jazz's post today, it was just in alignment with exactly what I've been praying about, exactly what I've been working on. Because it's like, why am I playing it safe? See, here's the deal. God gave me an idea. And to me, it was huge. Now, am I wrong in thinking it was huge? Absolutely not. Because anything that God does, any goal, any dream that he gives you, it's going to be huge. And it's supposed to be bigger than you're thinking. If it's the same size as you're thinking, then it probably didn't come from God. It's probably something you designed in your mind, and you have limited thinking. So you want things to be big. You want things to be huge and kind of scary, because that's how you know that God is really pushing you towards greatness and pushing you towards your purpose. And so when he gave it to me, I'm like, this is huge. Not only was it huge, the time frame that he was giving me was like, Dear God, Daddy, you bugging. Like, you want me to do what by what date? That's a lot. But remember now, God is the source of all resources. So therefore, I was limiting myself by my own thinking of the things that I had in my hands, but I only got these two little hands here, and clearly there's only but so much I can do. However, when I started to pray and ask God to give me direction, to give me guidance, and ask me and teach me how to delegate, that's a lesson right there. You're thinking things are too much for you to do. You're right. But I'm pretty sure there's people in your circle that you can delegate certain tasks to so that you can come together and get the job done. And if you don't have people in your circle that you can delegate a task to, people in your circle who can help you, you probably have the wrong circle. Matter of fact, you more than likely almost about 100% have the wrong circle. Get you another circle, okay? So that whole no new friends things, that's stupid. Get you some new friends, right? Or pray for the ones that you have. Maybe you need to just pray for the ones that you have that they can have a bigger vision and they, you know, they can be changed, because we don't change people. God does that. We spoke about that already. And so I started to, you know, learn how to delegate, which is something that was hard for me. And I think sometimes that's kind of hard for women, period, right? Because we want things done a certain way, which is why we have friction sometimes in our relationships, because we expect things to be done a certain way and our partner doesn't necessarily do it the way that we expected it to be. And then we get upset when they don't do it that way because we think that they're not capable or they're not listening or they're not doing what we ask them to do. But the reality is their perception is different than ours, and then we have to understand it that way. Whole different topic, but keep that in mind. And so learning how to delegate and learning how to utilize my resources, I am literally watching this idea come together. I'm literally watching it happen right before my eyes. And quite honestly, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy, but it's not super hard, right? Why is it not super hard? Well, number one, I'm making sure to keep God in the center of everything, making sure that he, you know, is referenced in that I'm talking to him and having conversation with him for guidance, but also because it's not supposed to be super hard. Are there going to be challenges? Yes, but it's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to build you and make you better. And what it's doing is it's building me and making me better. And my time is being consumed in the right way and, you know, diverted in the right path. And it's such an amazing feeling to know that you're doing something that you're supposed to be doing rather than just wasting time trying to figure everything out. Right? Like, who wants to waste time trying to figure everything out? Because then by the time you get there, you're like, oh, shoot, I've wasted all this time and I could have been using it doing X, Y, Z. And so, again, back to, you know, not playing it safe, because safe is really scared and fearful of everything. That's really what it is. You know, when people say you got to play it safe, you got to play it safe. Those are the people who are scared and fearful of everything. S-A-F-E. That's exactly what it is. Okay. And they lack trust in God and trust in their faith and trust in themselves. And so I encourage you to believe bigger. I encourage you to stop playing it safe. I encourage you to be bold in this season. Allow God to blow your mind. Do something, start something that is beyond what you are capable of so that he can work in and through you. And when he does that, I promise you, there's going to be so many other things that'll come from that. Relationships, you know, other things that are just going to grow. You're going to see yourself grow. Like, I am excited for where I am going beyond this event. I'm excited for where the attendees are going beyond this event. I'm excited for where the speakers are going beyond this event. And, you know, with that being said, I am happy to announce I am doing a live conference. Yay! Okay. And that's why I'm super excited. That's why Jazz's post resonated with me, because I was scared, y'all. I was like, you know, this is a short time frame and this is, I don't know about all, I got to do this, 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 and that. And quite honestly, everything is going to play out the way that it's supposed to play out anyway. So I'm trusting and believing God. I'm moving forward. And the things that I don't understand, I'm praying on, and I encourage you to do the same thing. And the resources that I need, I'm asking God, I'm demanding and declaring God, you're going to send what I need. If I need someone with flowers, that person's going to come. The sponsors are going to come. The finances are going to come. The food is, whatever it is that I need for this event, whatever it is that you've given me to execute, I'm going to execute it beautifully because you're giving me all the resources. I'm the vessel. He do whatever he got to do, and I'm just following what he's asking me to do. So don't play it safe. Get registered for the event. It is limited seating, y'all. Okay, so the name of the event is Equipped the Intimate Experience. I'm super, super excited about this. There is a website where you can go and register today. It is www.equippedecuippedecuippedcon.com. So that's www.equippedecon.com. Go and get registered because, again, the seating is limited. I'm super excited. I have spoken with the speakers. They are amazing. We have some other surprises and things that are going to be a part of this event. And I promise you, you are going to come out of this event a bolder, more fearless, more purpose version of you. And I'm super, super excited to bless the queens that will be in attendance. Super excited to just step out of the comfort zone and make it happen for this first of many conferences, because I don't believe that it ends here. I believe this is the first step to whatever, wherever God is leading. But it's all about taking that first step. So don't play it safe. Stop playing it safe. This is not the season for playing it safe. This is the bold season. I promise you, 2019 is the year of the bold woman. They said 2019 is the year of the woman. I'm going to take it a step further and say 2019 is the year of the bold woman. And if there's a guy that's listening to this, listen here. Let me tell you something. You can be bold too. Just because I am referring to women doesn't mean that it changes for men. It works for you too, but I just got to tell you, 2019 is the year of the bold woman. So for the guys, that just means you got to step your game up. You can't come at her any type of way. You can't come at her slick talking. You can't come at her with the nonsense, because it's the year of the bold woman. And so she's going to tell you exactly what she wants. She's going to speak her mind respectfully and lovingly. But please understand, we ain't playing. We are not playing. We're not taking just any old thing anymore. We're not settling anymore, because we are working too hard to be the amazing, phenomenal queens that God has already destined to be. So guys, step your game up. And if you want to be with a woman of purpose, you have to be a man of purpose. So make sure you're ready, and make sure you support your woman. Make sure you support your lady. That's important too. You know, and of course, us as queens, we'll make sure to reciprocate that to you. So that's all for now, guys. Again, thank you, Jazz. If you guys want to connect with Jazz, you can hit her up on Instagram. That is JasmineAshby_M. So JasmineAshby_M, as in Moreno. You can actually hit her up there, find out about her book, How I Single Mom It. Again, Jazz, I thank you. I love you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you queens get registered for this event. www.equippedecuippedecon.com. Remember, you can always find me at thechristinadanielle.com, on Instagram, 3_123 Christina Danielle, or on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Until the next episode, get registered. Love and blessings.